Yesterday, we heard a story from Chad Hood, who found a mortally injured deer in his front yard that had been hit by a car, and he turned it into very good venison for friends and family. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, and I talked to Fish and Game official Roger Phillips about such situations.
It's been interesting to me because, you know, this goes back within the last 10 years when all the roadkill salvage stuff had to become law because people couldn't just pick up roadkill in the past. And we were kind of, not just Idaho, but other states, were kind of the butt of everybody's jokes. It's like, oh, you want to eat roadkill? What kind of, you know, white trash losers are you guys? But it's kind of become a pretty common thing. And it's funny because now it's the point we don't have to go pick up animals anymore or nearly as much off the side of the road because somebody else is ahead of us. And they can go online and fill out a little permit that says, I'm claiming it, and off they go. And I've known several people who have like said, well, hell yeah, you know, I saw this thing get hit and run off and die. And or I was like, drove this road at night. And then I was coming back the next day and there's a dead deer on the side of the road. And I know it wasn't there. So it's less than 12 hours and they do the same thing. And it's like, I haven't gotten there yet, David. I haven't had the opportunity. But it's one of those things that I would have said, no way in hell. And now I'm kind of like, well, you know.
Yes, I certainly do know. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.